Moving along in this sugya here of Schayra with Yisrael, or Machalas Asuras rather. So we said last week, the Shaila and the Paiskim. The first week we spoke about Shaila and the Paiskim, it's a Deraisa, Derabanan. And last week we started talking about the parameters of the Isser, meaning to say, not just if it's Oymed L'Achila, but also we discussed the issue of what's your level of contact with the food. That was the question we discussed last week. That even though the Rishonim say that the reason for the Isser is Shem Yovel Oichlan, but we spoke out from the Chassam Sofer, from the Ramami Panu, was not willing to take that Svara all the way and say that you can be Makel in a case that you're not going to be touching the food. He also took it the other way, though, and took a Chumrah and said, if you are going to be Isaac with the food, even if you're not the owner of the business, but you are, you're actually doing the buying and selling, then you are. It would be a problem as well because then you're doing the business. I just saw this week from the Aruch HaShulchan. However, the Aruch HaShulchan said a shliach to do business. If I'm never koinet,
you have an intermediary.
Yeah, I send a shliach. The yid is being used as a shliach to buy and sell for other people. Then it's mutter. The Aruch HaShulchan says.
Because you don't have direct broker?
Well, for sure, broker, when you're not touching the food, is not a shayla. Because it's not your kinyan.
You don't see it, you're on the phone.
It's not your kinyan, and there's no chashashim yavolach. The shayla is when even though you're not the one doing the business, but you're actually on the front lines, buying
and
selling
it. Maybe you're delivering it. It's
not delivering it. We said Ramosha says delivering it is mutter, but actually the one buying and selling it, that could be, we said, it was a problem from the Chassam Sofer. I did see now from the Rosh Hashulchan seemed to have been makel on that. So just wanted to speak that out. Okay. I should get the microphone because...
So we said Uber Eats was okay. Somebody's a driver last week, right?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Somebody's a driver.
Yeah, I would have thought because he's handling it like the pizza.
Yeah, but he's not Mischer.
Right. So he's not making money on it. He
says there was never an issue with Chlal because he was not Mischer.
Yeah.
It seems like the whole issue of Shemi Yevel Achla is only once there's a problem.
Whoa. A lot of static.
Okay. This helps a little bit. As long as it stays far away, I think. Okay, let's try it. Okay. So anyway, I could just talk a little lower. This helps a little bit to project it. Let's see if this works. I have an idea. All right. So the what I want to talk about today is the next heter, which is probably one of the most shchiach where negiyah dika heterim in this iser of schayr machal sasuris. It comes from the Mishnah in Shvua in Shvias Parak Zayin Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah says over there. It's printed in the booklet.
Page
Ches in the booklet. It says, Lokach Bechor Lemishte Benoi Oileregel V'loi Tzarechloi. I bought a Bechor and I was allowed to buy it for whatever reason, but now I don't need it. So I'm allowed to sell it. Similarly, Tzodei Chayo Oifois V'dogim. A guy was a hunter of Chayois, wild animals, Oifois, birds, dogim, that are not kosher. So he hunts. He put out his trap. His intention was to get kosher animals. And he ended up trapping treif animals. He's allowed to sell those treif animals. Because since his kavanah was never to get the treif animals, his kavanah was to get only the kosher. So now it's in his rishus. So this is considered nizdamnu. It came into his rishus. He didn't try to do the business with it. It came into his rishus. Since it came into his rishos, so now what do you want him to do? Take a loss on it? He's not mechuyev to take a loss. So
less space.
Mutarim l'maychem, because he spent the whole day out there fishing, and now half of his effort or all of his effort is towards the tmei. So now he's not mechuyev to take that loss. He didn't try to do the business that way. Yeah, vada, all the resources, the whole anything it takes to run your business, and you end up with tmeim.
You can only catch two.
Now, Rabbi Yehuda, maybe you're referring to Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is a little different. Rabbi Yehuda says like this: Af mishen ismana lo lefi darkoi lokeach umoicher. Rabbi Yehuda is a bigger chiddush. Rabbi Yehuda actually says, let's say you're walking in the street. I didn't put any effort towards it. But on the other hand, I didn't try to get it either. I walk in the street and I see an avela on the street.
Right.
So I'm allowed now, I don't have to pass up the opportunity to make the money with that avela. I'm allowed to go ahead and buy and pick up the avela and sell it now. Now there you could say there's no loss. Because, okay, move on to the next, right? So Rabbi Yehuda has an extra chiddush. This thing was never in your rishus at all. This was never in your rishus at all. Now you're going, bringing it in, you're picking it up because it's a good deal, right? So this is a case of someone offers you a good deal on something. It's a once in a lifetime opportunity, but you're getting into a business that's chafe. So Rabbi Yehuda would say, it doesn't make a difference. It says lokech, right?
He wasn't
so
looking for it.
The point is, he wasn't looking for it. And Mamela Rabbi Yehuda's matter, v'chachamim oisrim. Now there's a huge arichos, rishonim, achronim, everybody. What is the difference between the Chacham and the Tanakhama? The Tanakhama said, you're not allowed to bring it in. It has to be that you got it. Rabbi Yehuda add something, and the Chacham say it's aser, meaning like the Tanakhama. So now what's the difference between Tanakhama and the Chacham? It's a big arichos, and we'll see in the next thing we're going to learn, they maybe upshot in that. Now, by the way, this heter, even if you hold it to iser, of schara is deoraisa, it's still going to be mutter ben nizdamnu, which is a chiddush. Because if it's iser deraisa, then what's this heter ben nizdamnu? In other words, in the derabban I could hear better, in the deraisa, what's the pshat? But Taisa says that since the Torah has two psukim that are contradictory psukim, and as a matter of fact, it's a mefurish apasuk, because besides the hunter, there's another classical case of nizdamnu. What's a classical case of nizdamnu? Mefurish apasuk in the chumash. Let's say you shecht an animal and it becomes an avela. So I was planning on shechting for the kosher market. But now I have a treif animal. Well, what should I do? The sheikh fell asleep in the middle of the shechita. It's not my fault. What should I do now?
I'm a
chalon ochr. You're allowed to sell it to a guy. It's open pasuk in the chumash. So obviously, in that type of case, when you're not trying to set your business up through treif, you're trying to set up with kosher, you ended up, one of your items was treif, you're allowed to sell it, and you're even allowed to make money on it. You don't have to sell it at cost. You're allowed to do business with it.
Nowadays, it's a chachila. Sell the whole back half of the cow to the guy.
Yeah, that's... Well, you see about that. Right. And others, he's saying is that you sell the whole back half of the animal that way. Now, you're selling kosher meat.
It's just not treybird, so...
Okay, fine.
They don't want to bother with it. Too much
good, but you're not necessarily selling treif. Okay. Because who says their intention is to eat that or whatever? The shayla Rabbi Avadia has is that you're allowed to take the back animal and turn it into hot dogs. Where you're grinding everything together.
Which means you got to get it.
Then your
mom is
selling treif. Maybe that's different.
Why is that treif?
Because it has mixed in with it.
You're mixing the gid into the meat.
See, if you just sell kosher meat, it happens to be that it's not salted. It's not my problem. It's not treif. Right. You can make it kosher if you want. I'm selling a kosher meat that was shechted, and it happens to be the gitanusha wasn't pulled out of the back of the animal. You worry about it. That's not so called selling the veils and dreifus. But if I turn it into a hot dog, which, right? So then I'm amish putting the gitanusha into the thing. So then Rav Avadia has a whole.
Because you can't take it out at that point?
No, because it's ground into
the way
it, yeah.
Do it, they don't separate pieces.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not banana.
I don't know, you have to work it out. You have to work it out, exactly. There's also all sorts of chalav, and there's also sort of fats and everything there. Now, fats you're allowed to do business with, but maybe we'll get to that shiloh this week or the following week. Now, by the way, just interesting, there's a sefer called Kafachayim. Kafachayim is a famous Sfardish of Poisek. Like, he did what Mishabura did, Kimat. Now, he doesn't write very barichas. All of a sudden, I looked up what he says in Kuf Yud Zayin, in this siman. 60, 70 pages there. I'm like, what's going on? This is not kedarko.
That's not
at all. So I'm trying to figure out what's going on. For kitzer, so I look through. Halfway in the middle of the siman, it says, Kan Meis HaMechaber. That while he was writing siman Kuf Yud Zayin, Kaf Chaim died in the middle. Somebody and Rabbi Avadia took over, and he printed the second half of the siman. Wow. So the whole second half of the Siman of Kufi Zayin in the Kaf Chaim is written by Rabbi Avadia, and that's why there's like 70 pages on it now, because all of his tshuvas and everything in there, he puts into the second half of the Siman. So we have right here in the Kaf Chaim all of Rabbi Avadia's psukim on this inyan. It's amazing. Anyway, so if you want to know, the Kaf Chaim's yahrzeit is in the middle of Kufi Zayin. Anyway, the okay. So. This is the Heter brought down on Shulchan Aruch. Now, there is a very important... Now, the reason why this is very important is because you want to l'chatchila know you're allowed to do a business with it, fine, that's one shayla. But nizdamnu is much more nageah, because what am I supposed to do? It happens, right? Now, we're going to see now a very, very important bach, and the bach changes the whole nizdamnu, okay? So the bach is printed in the separate paper here. It's in the tour. We're going to read the Torah and be medayik the Torah, and based on the Torah, we're going to learn a Bach. And this Bach is very important for a question that we've had in the past. Okay, the Bach says the following. The Torah says, "Kol dvarim ha'asur min ha'Torah, afa pishum utar ba'na, asur las is man schayra." You're not allowed to do business with any of these items. Okay. However, if he just ended up getting it, so bimadaik loshin, he says, if it's nizdamnu loy chayav oif v'dogim tmeim, he ended up getting tmeim, oy should sod tmeim im tahirim, or he put out his net for the tuna and he got tuna and dolphins. So what should you do with the dolphins? Throw them out? It's mutter. So he says two cases. Either you got only tmeim, or you got tmeim and tahirim.
Yeah.
So the question is, if he says a chiddush, you got only tmeim, what's the point of adding on a chiddush? Or you got tmeim and tahirim. If you're allowed, if when you go fishing and you only end up with dolphins, you're allowed to sell all the dolphins, right? So then, what's the chiddush to now, but you got tuna and dolphins, you're also allowed to sell them. It's poshut. There's no chiddush in that case, right? There's no extra chiddush. If you're allowed to sell the dolphins when you got only dolphins, for sure you're allowed to sell the dolphins when you got tuna and dolphins.
You would think.
Right? So the Beis Yosef says, the Beis Yosef says like this, that no, each one has its own chiddush. Zok to Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says each one has its own chiddush. Zok to Beis Yosef that. So to Beis Yosef, each one has its own chiddush. Okay? Because if you only got tmeim, then you wasted a whole day of hunting and you ended up with nothing. So if we wouldn't let you sell the tmeim, all your efforts would go for naught. So then we let you. But maybe if you got some tahirim, so you sell the tar, what do you have to sell the tummy to? So the chiddush, we let you sell the tar, the tmeim, even in that case. But if you'd only say the second case, I would think it's only because you're selling them together. You didn't only get tmeim. So there's a chiddush in both cases. That's the Beis Yosef's pshat. But the Bach over here says a different pshat than the Beis Yosef. And based on this Bach, it's big, big kulas come out of this Bach. So the Bach says like this. What the Mechaber means to say is that... let's read it inside. Ikalamedak Beloshin Rabbeinu. You see where it is? It's on the Bach. It's on the right hand side of the paper. Ikalamedak Beloshin Rabbeinu. Mitalei Kasev Oishin Itzoydu Letmeim Tarim. Kede Kasev Rambam. Mashma Didas Rabbeinu He. It sounds like what the Bach is trying to say is that Afilu Niskavin Lotzud Tmeim In Tarim Motel Moichel. The second part of the Torah is coming to add a big chiddush. The first part of the Torah is saying, listen, I tried to get tahirim, I ended up with tmeim. The second part of the Torah is, oy shetzad tmeim im tahirim, means that I was mechaven for both. It means I know that I'm going to get the tmeim. I know that I'm going to get dolphins, and I'm still allowed to do it. So it's not the pshat. Listen, I'm trying to shecht, and I ended up with a nevela. No, it's more than that. I know lechatchila that when I go ahead and set up my business for tuna, I'm going to get dolphins. I know that. And I'm mechaven for it, because I already have a whole part of my business in place. I sell the tuna to Dagim, and I sell the dolphins to whatever.
To the...
Right? So it means I know that I lehedya... set up my business in such a way that, and I'm mechavim for it. I'm mechavim for both. Zokt Bacht Mutter. That's called Nizdamnu. That's Nizdamnu? Why is that Nizdamnu? I'm trying to do it. I'm trying to do it. So he says, halfway through the thing, he says, where do you get this from? Look at the last, second to last line, the last word on the line. Ella filo hechad b'shashit tzadas atayim, hayu tmeimim tayim. Vitzad, turn the page. Vitzad es kulam bereshes. Afilo hachi. Here's the line. Here's what he says. The lumbus. Afilo hachi. Kivan shem hayim inyachas tmeim shaloi latzud oisim loy haya efshal latzud klalas atayim. Because if I wouldn't be allowed to use the tameim, I wouldn't do the tameim either. Because there's no way for me to do this without that. So uchadeshi atzad es atahirim hayatzarich lotsu gam atameim imaim mutil umayichon. Since the only way for me to run my business is by including the tameim, I'm not mechaving for the tameim. I'm not trying to do the tameim. I'm trying to do the tahirim, but I know. That and that's the point of my business. I'm in the tuna business, straight. But for me to run a tuna business, there's so much collateral loss on the tameim. There's no way for me to ignore that. And there's no way for me to get the tameim in my rishus without getting tameim as well. So therefore, it's called nizdamnu. And since it's called nizdamnu, it's mutter. This is the Bach's chiddush. Okay. Now I have to see who else holds the Bach. But this is the Bach's chiddush.
Why do you have to say that that's pshat nizdamnu? Nizdamnu is tmeim im tahara. Even if you're mechavim for tmeim im tahara.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. You have to say that. But how you, if you're mechavim for both, not nizdamnu, then I'm trying to do both.
Right, but that's two alochas in the tour.
No, but he has to explain it. Why is that called nizdamnu? So it's only called nizdamnu because I'm trying really for the tahara. No, I need
the second
halacha
is not called nizdamnu, but it's still mutter, and that's the chiddush.
No, there's no other heter. There's only one heter, nizdamnu.
I should say tmeim im tahara.
No, but that's called. It has to, under what category is it falling under? What heter? It's falling
it's
under the heter and nizdamnu.
It's nizdamnu, but come on. Yeah, specifically doing tmeim.
Right. Now, where's this negeya? So the Aruch HaShulchan has a very classical example. Okay, let's say I have a grocery. I sell fruits, vegetables, good stuff. Well, myself, for me to make a good business in my fruits and vegetables, I want to make it a one-stop shop. So I want to include some other items. Because I don't want fruits, vegetables, everything I sell is kosher, but I got to throw in some. Oh, I need to have
protein.
Some protein. So I'm going to have one thing. I'll have one section of fish. Tray fish.
Non-kosher. Big size.
Non-kosher fish. So since I'm really, my business is really trying to do the tahirim, only the kosher. But in order for me to run the business, I need to incorporate that into the business. The Aruch HaShulchan says, very similar to the Bach, that perhaps that's mutter. Okay? Now we're going to see that Rav Moshe is not very happy with this, Aruch HaShulchan. Because, you know, Maisha, you're stelling back your business l'chatchila that way, we'll see. But this is the Bach's extra chiddush, okay? We had a similar shaila one time that somebody was looking to invest into a business that would sell kosher food. Whatever they were going to sell was kosher, like an ice cream shop or whatever, drinks, whatever. So, and it was all natural stuff, it was all kosher, no treif. But it's a high-end, you know, like smoothie store or whatever. But Lamaisa, you want to get, and that's how they make their money. You know, costs 3 cents for kiwis and bananas, and all of a sudden they're selling them for $7 a piece, right? So they're making their money. They're making their money with that stuff, but they want to get customers to come in. So they have these like chicken sandwiches on the side. But they don't make money on that. That's not the point. But again, you want to
get people in when they're hungry.
Gets people in.
So
according to Zohar Shulchan, it will be motivated based on this Bach. Because in order for me to run this store, I need to do that. Now, we'll see, Rav Moshe is not so thrilled with this heter for different reasons, but basically this is the Bach's heter. Now let's take
it's
this...
It's not the same as the case with the fish. When you're putting out your nets, the chachila, it's the same action to get tmeim and tahirim.
Right, there is a difference.
But here you're doing something completely different to attract customers.
Right. No, it is different, but it's that's why I read the Bach inside. The point of the Bach was that if I wouldn't be able to do this, I wouldn't be able to do that.
You couldn't catch
so therefore, to allow my heter to take a business, I need to do that as well.
So that's a bit of a stretch.
That in Izdamnu, when I'm doing it lechatchila, is a little bit of a stretch. What's the raya?
Marketing tool.
Right. What's the raya that it's a stretch? Because we find another machlokes between the Bach himself and the Taz. Okay? The Taz has a very interesting heter. I wrote down here to look at the Taz. So let's see the Taz. It's in the Shulchan Aruch.
Is this a special din by food? Like, can I say, my shop needs to be open on Shabbos, or else I won't be able to.
No, nothing to do with anything
Shabbos.
Else except. No, there's no heter nizdamnu by Shabbos.
That's what I'm saying. So
no, this is a pasuk in the Chumash. No, this is a pasuk in the Chumash that's matir nizdamnu. Uh-huh. So the question is how far to take it. The Taz is brought down Kuf Yud Zayin Sif Katan Dalek. It's on page Yud Gimel. Okay. V'im nizdamnu letzayid chayva if v'dagim tmeye motul ma'icham. Okay. You're allowed. Look at the Taz in page Dalek, page Yud Gimel in the Kuntres. It's page Yud Gimel on the bottom. So over there on the left side, the first thin line nishalti. I had a following question. Al davar hatiyoshim agdoilim shibegalil zed darkon shalabali malachis shaloi liknois ha'oireis elke shenoichem ha'isam. Basically, you have these beautiful tiyoshim, which are some sort of goat. Now, they have very nice skins. But if you shecht it, the skins get all stained with the blood and all this type of stuff. So you have to kill it in a way that's not going to stain the blood. So you got to kill it in a non-shechita way. So the question is, if you're allowed to do that, you're going to do that, fine. So two questions. First of all, are you allowed to do that? And second of all, what are you going to do with the meat now? Now you have treif meat in your shul. Okay? So, zok the taz. No, it's different than the pasuk, because that's you tried to shecht it properly, and you ended up with a nevela. Here you're making a nevela lechatchila.
You know that's
going to
happen.
You're not allowed to do that. You can't have a cow, make a nevela, and then sell treif. Oh, it's impossible. Pasuk says, "Mechal anochi." That's not what the pasuk's talking about. Pasuk's not talking about that you tried to get nevela in your shus. That's not what the pasuk's talking about. Okay, so the Taz says like this: what's your business? What's your business? Your business is skins. That's my business, and I buy the goat for the skins,
not the meat.
But I have to make it into an nevela to sell the skins. Now I have meat. So the meat is like nizdamnu. The meat, just I happen to have in my rishus now because I have to buy the goat. I have to make the skin. This is how you make the skin. So this is the process of my business. Now one of the collateral damage, whatever, of my business is that I end up with a lot of goat meat. So what should I do with it? So the taz, that's called nizdamnu. You end up with it. You're allowed to sell it. Now.
Even though you made it that way.
Now, the Bach himself, Oh, you're not getting it?
No. Sorry.
The Taz is saying, I have goats in my rishos. I go ahead and kill them to make the skins
clean
and valuable. That's my business. That's my kavana. Now I sell them. I kill them. I haven't killed them.
There's no problem with killing them.
Now, the first part of the Taz is to figure out if there's baltashkas. So there's no baltashkas because you're doing it for hana. Fine. It's more valuable for you this way than the other way. So when it's more valuable for you, it's not baltashkas. Okay. Then says the Taz, can you sell the meat? Yeah. Because once I'm allowed to do it.
It's like nizdamnu.
Now it's nizdamnu because now the treif meat ended up in my rishus. I didn't go into the treif meat business. I'm going to the skin business. However, the Bach himself argues. Now, if you think about it for a second, shouldn't the Bach be the one that says it's mutter? Because the Bach had a very similar svara in the fishing case. They went fishing for both.
I can't do
the business this way without the other way. Right? So there must be a difference between the two cases. Now the difference is, l'chaira, is that here you're doing a maisa b'yadayim lehedya for both. In other words, l'chaira, the whole business is only kedai if you could also sell the meat. If you can't sell the goat's meat, then the skin business is not worth it. You're going to take too much loss. It's not worth it for you. So the whole business is you're being mechavin a little bit for both. Avada, the ikar money I make, 75% of my budget of my profit is from the thing, but 25% of my profit is from the other, and I'm mechavin on that. Because if I'm not mechavin on it, I wouldn't be able to be in the business altogether. So I really, part of my business is for both. In the case of the tuna, my whole business and profit, everything is from the tuna. Just, this stuff comes up. So what should I do? I know it's going to happen. So I know it's going to happen. I'm allowed to sell it. But here, I can't even buy the tiyoshim. I wouldn't even buy them in the first place if I know that I can't sell the whole. So I'm buying them. Al dasa, I'm going to do this. And I'm being menavel b'yadayim. I'm bringing the nevel into my rishus b'yadayim. Al dasa to sell it. So here it's worse. This is an extra chiddush.
Okay. Fish also, you wouldn't be doing fishing. You wouldn't also be able to sell it to me.
I know, but lemaisa, now I never got that be a dime. I'm still being mechav. If I would just fish only tarim, I'll be happy. I'm perfectly fine with that. Over here, I wouldn't be perfectly fine with just selling the iron because I would lose money. So I'm bringing be a dime nevel that I want to do business with. So Rav Moshe says the Aruch HaShulchan's case is a stretch because I'm bringing be a dime schayer to sell to keep my other business alive. I'm not be allowed to do that. Maybe according to the Taz you could, but according to the Bach you wouldn't be allowed to bash this. Even the Bach that's matir, right? So these are a few different examples of this. Okay, it's very, very fascinating shaila. Okay, so again, the Taz says you're allowed to kill the skin, the thing, in order to get the skins.
But it's more hanok.
What?
It's more hanok, the skin than the meat.
And the meat is what's called nizdamna. The Bach asks that, but the Bach does say that if you want to run a business, and as a collateral damage to that business, you won't be able to. I'll give you an example where you could use where maybe the Bach makes more sense. Let's say you want to buy a mall. Now, when you buy the mall, all the contracts of the stores you're keeping. That's the tenai of the store of the tenai of the purchase is that you're keeping all the stores in the mall kaim the way they are. You're not going to start kicking stores out because I guess the previous seller had a lease with the stores and can't break that lease. That's one of the conditions of the lease. And even if you sell it, it's only a condition that the new owner takes over our leases. Okay? Now, the way the malls work, apparently, is that you make some money, a percentage of the profits of each store. Now, there's a Burger King in the store. So what are you going to do? I want to buy 99% of the mall, but I'm not going to be able to buy in the mall if I don't buy that also.
Mm-hmm.
That could be his motor. That's like the Bach's case. Because I'm trying to put out a net. I'm trying to get
kosher
toy and tarim. I wouldn't mind at all if these guys left. It has nothing to do with my business.
Right.
I wouldn't even care if I'm not making profit on that. That's not my point. I want to make profit from everything else. This happens to be part of the transaction. I'm not mechuyev necessarily to leave this business to go somewhere else. Because I'm allowed to put out a reshes. I'm allowed to put out a net. Get tarim. And if tamim come along, it's not my problem. So maybe that's a good application of the Bach. But to go ahead and set up a store, for one thing, and then you're going to lehead you buy something else to buy and sell to keep this business going, that's the Taz case of the Tiyoshim. That's not necessarily the...
It's for the Taz.
The Taz is stretching it.
So he's talking, it's a stretch. Clearly a stretch.
What?
Because you're actively being dying, doing something usser. Support
your
that's your business.
Yeah.
He's in the hide business, not the meat.
Right, but he's in the hide business, and for him to keep the hide business going, in that whole Arichus from Rabbi Avadia, in the Kafa Chaim, I'll just read you what he says on this Taz. Says everyone argues on the Taz.
We don't have the Kafa Chaim.
Right? No. וכבר עמדו אחרינם על התז הנזכר והקיפו בחבילויס תשובויס והסכימו להלוך הדולוי כבוסי. First of all, the Shach himself argues with the Taz. The Shach points to the Bach. The Shach points to the Bach himself.
And
they argues. Okay. Nukudas HaKesef, which is also V'chein Pasuk, Prichadosh, El Yerabo, B'sheil Satchubas Avodas HaGeshuni, Chavas Yort, Panami Iris, Nachal Shiva, Sefer Eshkol, and some soifer is not so happy with the Taz.
V'chein
poskul lahachmer sheil sechuvas tuv tam v'das sheil sechuvas yad yitzchak sheil sechuvas shevet soifer v'chein poskul zivchei tzedek. So v'chein miskas shogam noyim amater. Okay, fine. So. That's what he says. But then he brings down a very nice heter here. V'imnis dam nulay haftiyashim bezol ma'oid. Ach afil yashlich besarim l'chnei klavim kedai adover b'shvil l'nachom. Here he says the heter is like this. If the business is so profitable, the leather business is so profitable, that you would go into the business regardless, even if you were allowed to throw out the meat. So then, he says, if then, I'm not mechaven for both businesses. The point of the Taz is, listen, you're buying something, bringing it into your shus, killing it, and selling the meat because you need to keep your business going. Don't go into that business. Don't go into the business. That the only way to keep it going is by keeping the is by bringing treif into your shus and selling it. That's not nizdamnu. You're doing that whole thing lechatchila. But zakta shah, zakta the zakta Rabbi Avadi over here, printing the Kavachaim, v'shem the tshuvas aveid osagershuni, and he says it's mashma like that in the prechadosh tefras yisof it's chetshuvas avetzel chetshuvatam medas medurkama and orchal shochan maybe also. So that if the leather business is so profitable that even if you had to throw out the meat, you would still go ahead and do the leather business, then it's mutter. Because then I'm buying the goats only for the leather.
Then you're really in the leather business.
I'm completely in, right, exactly. I'm completely in the leather business. I'm bringing it in solely for the leather. I'm killing it now for the leather. And I'm doing everything for the leather. Now, what happens?
Somebody wants to buy it.
Now, someone's got to buy it. What should I do? Now I have scraps.
I'm going to throw it out, but now
instead of throwing it out, you're allowed to do business with it. So then you can totally eliminate the kavana of the other part. Once you've totally eliminated the kavana of the other part, then it becomes mutter now.
That's nizdamnu for sure. Then.
That's for sure nizdamnu.
So that's like the fish. By the fish,
that's like the fish.
It's not the pshat that I need them in order for the dogim klerim. I just don't have a way of avoiding
it. I don't have a way of avoiding it, right.
But okay. I don't bet to need it for my kosher business.
I don't need it for the business. I just need it for the process of the business.
Right,
I can't avoid it.
So I...
Right.
I don't want to just throw it away. That's what Kashkas do.
That's different because...
Your chicken and the,
it's prohibitive to set myself up in a way that I avoid dogim.
That's different than your chicken and the juice business.
The chicken and the juice business is more like the Taz. Because
the chicken to get them in the door.
Yeah, but exactly. But then don't get in the, so don't go into that business.
Right, but you're right. Actively going to the chicken.
So
right.
You're in the chicken and juice.
Exactly.
Business. You make your profit on the juice, but, you
but you're
the
forced to actively
right.
go after
so
the chicken.
So the case of the leather business when the leather business is profitable, or I think the case of the mall, for example, or the case of the... Or the case of the... Of the... And or the case of the of the Bach, that's mutter maybe. You know, the Bach to rely on. Rav Moshe we'll see next week in the Tshuva. We'll learn the Tshuva of Rav Moshe together. How Rav Moshe goes through the Inyan.
Right.
He's not so happy, but you have the Aruch HaShulchan and all that. However, when you're being mechaven for both, and you want to let you do both because even though it's not your profit, but you are being Isaac in both beferish, that's already a bigger chiddush. Then you have the Taz and the Aruch HaShulchan. We'll learn next week the tshuva
the
of Rav Moshe. Okay,
yeah.
Now, by the way.